you came over to drop off my stuff. I didn't intend to let you in, but I decided I needed a bit of closure. Just one last chat. We sat on my little sofa. I asked you lots of questions. It was good. You told me some stuff that I needed to hear. I needed to know the reason you cheated on me. I needed to understand. It was hard to hear. But it was healing as well, you know? I started to cry. You hugged me. And then something changed. I stopped crying. And I held on to the hug. As did you. We clung to each other for a bit. I could feel the shift. Something about your breathing. Our chests were pressed against each other. I was suddenly aware of your heart thumping. We started clutching each other, pressing our bodies into each other. And then we kissed. I can't remember who started it. It was, to date, the wildest, most passionate kiss I've ever experienced in my entire life. Our hands were just running through each other's hair. And then we were suddenly on the floor, writhing around like animals. We weren't us anymore. We were beasts. Needing to fuck, needing to satisfy our animal urges. It became very, very primal, feral. No condom. Absolutely no consideration for protection. It didn't cross either of our minds for one second. You ripped off my trousers and my knickers. You pulled down your jeans and you just plunged yourself inside me. I gasped in pain. You're massive and I wasn't prepared. But after a few thrusts, everything was okay. And I could take you all the way in comfortably. We fucked on the floor. I can't remember how long for. Not very long. We kept shifting along the carpet. Your movements pushing me an inch at a time. Eventually we ran out of carpet. My head was against the wall. Your constant pounding into my sopping wet pussy, making my head bang against the wall. I didn't care. And you certainly didn't give a fuck. I was just a hole to you, wasn't I? I think both of us were aware. Very, very, very conscious of the fact that this was the last time we were ever gonna fuck. No inhibitions. No concerns for each other's pleasure. Just wanting to get off. I put my fingers down there so that while you were fucking my brains out, I could play with myself. I didn't think I was gonna get there, but then you tensed up. You grabbed my shoulders from behind and you started thrusting into me really, really fast. I knew you were coming. The movement of your body moved my fingers over my clit in the same rhythm as you. You started to come. You were so fucking loud. Grunting and moaning. The sound of it pushed me over the edge. We came at the same time. It was the best sex we had ever had. And it was also the last ever time. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me for the last time in your life. Because you fucked up, you fucker. You fucking cunt. You cheated on me. You fucked this up. You're never gonna get this pussy again. You understand? You understand? It's the last ever time. Savor it. You'll never know what it's like to be enveloped by this sweet, tight cunt ever again. Ah, I've never come so hard before. I don't think I ever will. I've never had a rage fuck before. I think I'm a convert. That was fucking incredible. It's really tragic that this has to end. But that was a really good way of it, putting a little button on it.